This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au. Celebrating queer culture. The Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9.
Presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au.
It's in the top five when it comes to the largest and best gay and lesbian festivals in the world. And as a Melbournean myself, I'm very proud to say that is indeed Midsummer. Hey, it's Ginny from Her Society on Saturday 6 to 7, talking you through an hour of what is set to be a taste of the colourful Midsummer Icy Pool. For the next 8 weeks, the Midsummer Show will be on the Joy airwaves, coming to you right here on Joy 94.9 from 12 to 1. Joining me in the hour, Gasworks Visual Manager Tracy McCurvin and Ranelle Walker from show The Decision Is Yours, actors Matt Walsh and Chris Pender from Chapel of Chapels Midsummer playing in the Raw. This is Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. You're with Ginny on the Midsummer Show. Jam-packed hour of music, fun and interviews coming up for you.
The Midsummer Show podcast.
Heard live on Joy 94.9 and presented by Midsummer Festival 2012.
Celebrating queer culture.
You're on Joy 94.9, The Midsummer Show, with Ginny taking you through to one. Stay tuned, we got more music on the way, some cat music as well from ABBA, Cher and Cyndi Lauper. Geez, got a bit retro this afternoon. Now, on this show, up until one, I'm going to be featured with a special guest host. Good afternoon to Chris Pender.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, thank you. I've got a bit of a cheer lined up for you too.
How do you do? Confetti. There you are.
Well, the beauty of radio is we can't have that visual stream, so that's the best thing I could do for you, Chris.
That's all right. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Up until one. Now, you're from a show called Playing in the Raw.
Yeah, it's Chapel of Chapel. Sorry, I spoiled your intro.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to come in with one of your fellow actors later on in the show and tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, we are.
But Playing the Raw, I saw the flyer, and you can obviously check out all the programs on midsummer.org.au if you want to find out more information on that.
Yep.
But it's got a semi-naked man, which I was a bit shocked by because I'm not used to seeing semi-naked men, being a lesbian.
Yeah, he's got himself. Where is he? He's got himself in a very small theatre set. So he's taken a snooze on a bed that's about the size of his head. So basically, Playing the Raw, it gives you a visual aspect of Playing the Raw. It's a series of play readings, and for this year, next year's Midsummer, a couple of what we call bare stage shows. So. Actual productions of a couple of plays, stripped down to kind of the bare essentials. So minimum props, minimum set, no big extravaganza of the shows, but very engaging, which is pretty much the success that we had from earlier this year's Midsummer. We had the play readings, so we had four play, and we'll be bringing back that again and basically doubling it. So instead of four play readings, we've got the eight. We've got guest hosts, we've got all sorts of things. So all that umbrella name we've put under Play on the Rule.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say too, like, you can check all this out at midsummer.org.au, which is really, really exciting. You can check up all the programs, all the events, all the parties happening at Midsummer. It's obviously kicking off on January 15th. I've got two guests coming up, Tracy McCurvin and Ranelle Walker.
The Midsummer Show, live on Joy 94.9 and via podcast for summer 2011/2012.
See midsummer.org.au for more details.
This is Joy 94.9. It's 14 minutes past 12 here on the Midsummer Show with Ginny, taking you through to one. I'm joined by special guest host Chris Pender. Chris, you still with me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, we got two lovely ladies joining us in the studio. Say hello to Tracy McGurman and Ranelle Walker.
Yay.
Hello.
Hey, Ginny.
Always have a cheer for ladies.
Thank you.
Now, Tracy, you're actually the Gasworks Visual Arts Manager.
I am. Lucky me.
Lucky you, because I love Gasworks myself. I've been going there for years. And what's coming up for Midsummer for Gasworks?
We have a fantastic program. We have the lovely Ranelle Walker, who will tell you all about it herself shortly. Have the wonderful John Knapp doing his take on The Last Supper with woven visuals. And we have the beautiful Cecile Knight, who's doing her wooden sculptures, which are, it's a really special story there as well. She rescues chairs that are thrown on hard rubbish and reimagines them into the most amazing sculptures.
Wow. Yeah. What a unique idea.
So one, she might take a chair and turn it into a buck with antlers. It's just that. It's really worth coming to see. So the whole venue is going to rock.
Fantastic. Mm. You can keep up to date with all the programs and stuff on midsummer.org.au, or if you've got an iPhone and you're a bit tech savvy, you can download the free Midsummer app. It's called Midsummer 12 onto your iPhone. It's free and it's easy. Joining us also is Ranelle Walker. Good afternoon, Ranelle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm rather well. You've got an exciting exhibition happening there.
Very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And it's called The Decision Is Yours.
Yep.
And what inspired you to paint, and when did you really start doing all this?
I've pretty much always wanted to express my thoughts, but didn't have that medium to be able to do that as such. But then I found myself living in the Northern Territory, spending a little bit of time on the communities out there, spending the time with the people. I learned so much about myself, more than you could probably put words to.
Wow. I've never been to the Northern Territory.
It's an amazing place.
I can imagine. Yeah. Like, people say you should go and get a tan, and they look at me like, well, yes, you don't need one.
Yeah, you don't need one.
No. Thanks, Ranelle. I'm glad you've clarified that for me.
Absolutely.
And tell us a bit more about your background as an artist.
No formal training as such. My background is hospitality and disability. But growing up in the Sunshine Coast back home in Queensland, I pretty much started painting back there. Did some community stuff, had group exhibitions, and it just came pretty much from living 12 months in the Northern Territory. That's basically it.
That's what pretty much inspired you.
Yeah, absolutely. And life itself.
Yeah. So you said you lived in the Sunshine Coast?
Yep.
People seem to be very happy. Is that because of the sunlight?
Maybe you could say that, but no happier than anywhere else.
I remember I went there once and I think someone got up at 6 a.m. and they were running past me. They just seemed so happy. And
yeah, not all Sunshine Coast people get up at 6 and go running. Trust me.
Are you clarifying that for me right now?
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the Midsummer Hour with Ginny on Joy 94.9.
The Midsummer Show podcast.
Heard live on Joy 94.9 and presented by Midsummer Festival 2012.
Celebrating queer culture.
This is Ginny on the Midsummer Show taking you through to one with special guest host Chris Pender. Christy, are you an ABBA fan?
Yeah. No. No. Look, but like any good music, seriously, like any good music, it's like good anything. You like it because it's good.
Yeah.
ABBA's great for SingStar and stuff. Oh, it's fantastic.
I saw them live when I was 13 at the Maya Music Bowl. I was babysitting and I was made to go, and I still remember it was fantastic.
I wasn't even allowed at a John Farnham concert when I was 8. It's disappointing.
Times have changed.
You didn't see Farnham, you don't even for the last 40th time that
the popularity had kind of waned. It wasn't quite the same back in the 80s. So.
Absolutely. You're on the Midsummer Show with Ginny, taking you through to one with special guests Tracy Irvine, Chris Pender and Ranelle Walker. Ranelle, we're talking to you before about your background, what made you become an artist.
Yeah.
I was also interested, what inspired you?
Pretty much I call myself life is art. With art, what one person likes, another may not, and life's pretty similar to that, I figure. How one person wants to live their life may differ to someone else, but all together we go to make up the big picture.
Good day.
Fantastic. And tell us about your exhibition, The Decision Is Yours.
Okay. Indigenous art is telling a story, and that's what I think I try and do. Once you view my work, you'll pretty much see that life takes you on a journey somewhere. It's all got struggles and obstacles along the way, and that by taking different directions can lead you to other struggles and obstacles. But basically, all together, the positive and negatives are what's needed, and I think being open to that, does the picture as such.
Fantastic. Well, you can check out Ranelle's show, The Decision. I tried to say that very fast, but it doesn't really work. The Decision Is Yours at midsummer.org.au, or if you've got an iPhone, download the app for free. It's Midsummer 12 onto your iPhone. It's free and it's easy. And you can keep an eye out for everything happening at Midsummer, including Tea Dance, Carnival, all the shows, events at midsummer.org.au. The program of events are up. This is Joy 94.9. You're with Ginny on The Midsummer Show, taking you through to one.
The Midsummer Show, live on Joy 94.9 and via podcast for summer 2011/2012.
See midsummer.org.au for more details.
Here on the Midsummer Show with Ginny, taking you through to one. Now, the Midsummer National DJ Search will be up and running this week. You have the power to vote, make or break the dreams of three DJs across Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne. We've got DJ Thrice from Perth, DJ Shannon Lee from Melbourne, DJ Little Miss K from Adelaide. Keep an eye out on midsummer.org.au website and vote for your favourite DJ to give him a chance to play at Midsummer's Tea Dance. I'm joined by special guest host Chris Fenton. Chris, have you ever been to a tea dance before?
No, I haven't.
Tea dances are awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. I went like a couple of years ago was my last tea dance experience. I was officially initiated into the tea dance community for midsummer. Fantastic. And it was like a beautiful hot day because it's in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
And there was this light drizzle, which was just perfect because there was a song that came on called Rain Down Love. And it's like, oh, how thematic. It's like the gods are sending a sign.
The cooling effect. That's it.
Are you looking forward to be initiated into the tea dance community?
Let's go. Where are we going?
Jan 15th, we're going.
Yep.
We're going. We're dancing.
Cool.
Bring your tea for tea dance.
I love teas.
We'll get down and boogie.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Easy.
I've got a dancing partner. I'm very excited.
Oh, really?
Yay!
Fantastic.
He's like, I don't want to dance with you.
you'll wear me out. You'll show me up. What?
This is Joy 94.9. You're on the Midsummer Show, taking you through to one. We're joined by special guest host Tracy McIrvine from Gasworks. Now, Tracy, you're a visual arts manager for Gasworks. So obviously, you see lots of artwork come in and lots of different exhibitions. We were just speaking before to Ranelle Walker about her exhibition, The Decision Is Yours. From a curator's point of view, what's your opinion on that exhibition?
My opinion on Ranelle's exhibition is... I think I've found many people ask me what makes a good show. For me, it's the convergence of two things: make it meaningful and do it well. So that's develop and understand your narrative and the message you want to share with the audience, and practice the skills of your chosen medium. So it was interesting to hear Ranelle talk about, I suppose, the darker side of her narrative. But what I can guarantee people when they come and see this work, there is a transcendence. So what Ranelle has done is taken her private conversation and extrapolated into a gift for the visual audience. And I think people are going to be astounded at the beauty and the symmetry and the skill on show, as well as the deepness of the narrative.
Wow. And in your time, because have you been at Gasworks for a while?
2 years.
2 years. Have you been curating for a while?
12.
Wow. So is it something that you've always wanted to do?
No, not at all. It was something I fell into because I'm married to an artist, and because I'm a Virgo control freak, I wanted to understand what was what. Exactly. Every home should have a Virgo. I wanted to understand what was what, so that we could look after ourselves in terms of the left hemisphere of the art world, which seems to be the area that most artists suffer from, how to look after yourself as a business.
Right.
So I ended up running a commercial gallery for 7 years in St Kilda.
Wow. Well, I have to say, Tracy, my co-host on my show, Her Society on Saturday, she's a Virgo, and she does keep me in line. So we do. You're right. Every household does need a Virgo.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise we would run haywire.
Virgo teenagers have very clean rooms.
Really? So when you were going to ABBA, when you came home...
I would clean my room.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because they keep everyone's life in chaos?
Absolutely. I'm married to a Virgo born on the same day.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. Do you guys organise something for your presents? Do you go to Harvey's?
No.
No, separate parties.
You can't be scabby, because if you're scabby, the other person has the right to be scabby as well. So it's full extravaganza in our house.
Yeah. So what do you do in terms of gift exchanging? Does he give you a gift first? Do you give it at the same time? Or
no, we do the question now, after all these years together, the question is, are we going big or low this year? So if somebody says, oh, big, then it might be a Harley. If it's small, it might be a CD. Oh.
So that's the definition of big or small,
Absolutely.
A Harley to a CD.
Absolutely.
Wow. Awesome. And are you looking forward to midsummer? Have you experienced midsummer before yourself?
I went to my first tea dance 2 years ago.
Yay! That deserves a cheer.
Woohoo!
And how was your tea dance experience?
Danced my butt off with complete strangers for hours and hours. I was there to spruik Gasworks, made lots of new friends. I found it a really friendly, welcoming environment and loads of fun.
Absolutely. At the Midsummer Media launch a couple of weeks ago, I actually found out that Midsummer's in the top 5 biggest gay and lesbian festivals in the world. And I'm very proud to say that as a Melbourneian too, and with everything that's happening with the movement of same-sex marriage and everything like that. So I'm very proud that that's happening too. How would you compare Midsummer to all the other festivals that you've been to?
I think there's a sense of pride, and I think probably more Midsummer, more than any festival, really does speak to its constituents. It's not about showing off as such. It's about embracing all aspects of the rainbow community and speaking to each other in a very loud and proud voice.
I've always found it very welcoming, and it's very community-minded.
Very much so. I like the politics.
Yeah.
I like the openness of the politics. As a middle-aged straight woman, I really feel embraced as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to say hello to us during the show, text us in on 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Got a message in from Karen. Hello, Karen. She says, hi, Ginny. Yippee. Listening to your show is the best thing when I'm crook. I hope you feel better. And she's very excited about the Midsummer program. So, Karen, hope you feel better. Luke Doolin says, hello. Just want to say hi to your cute newsreader. Okay, I'll say pass on the message to him. And hello to Anastasia from Thornbury, Melbourne, Australia. Oh, my God, grossness. It's Ginny. That's how she talks. Couldn't think of a better presenter showcasing Midsummer. You rock and you make me laugh. Thank you very much, Anastasia. She's obviously on Thursday afternoon, so tune in to her. You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Ginny on the Midsummer Show, taking you through to one.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for the Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9. Ginny here with the Midsummer Show, taking you to 1 as we hit 20 minutes to 1. If you want to keep an eye out for everything Midsummer, all the events, parties, festivals, check out midsummer.org.au or you can download the free app. It's free and it's easy. It's Midsummer 12 onto your iPhone. Tickets are on sale now for all the events, so get in there, get in quickly, because I'm sure some of them will sell out. Now, joining me in the studio is special guest host Chris Fenton. I'm so happy that you're joining me till 1.
Thank you.
Now, we got Tracy Irvine as well from Gasworks. Tracy, before you were talking about your background as a curator and your opinion on, you know, different exhibitions that have come here. Mm-hmm. Now, Ronell Walker's exhibition, The Decision Is Yours, is going to be kicking off from Jan 16th at the Angela Robarts Bird Gallery. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Angela Robarts Bird.
So it's quite a small gallery in the whole of the Gasworks complex.
I wouldn't call it a small one. I would call it the solo gallery.
The solo gallery.
It's a beautiful white space that's devoted to solo shows, with the foyer gallery being where I have the group community exhibition, so it's an absolute special, gorgeous, purpose-designed gallery space.
Fantastic. Mm. And, you know, this is going to launch. You said you have a special night where you're going to launch all the visual arts.
We're going to
together.
Launch our three visual arts exhibitions on Thursday the 19th at 6 o'clock, and everybody is really welcome. So we'll have Cecile Knight with her brilliant sculptures, John Natt with his amazing take on The Last Supper called The Dinner Party, and, of course, Ronell's fantastic Indigenous work, The Decision Is Yours.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to check it out. If you want to check it out, check out midsummer.org.au. Book your tickets there and register all your details.
The Midsummer Show podcast.
Heard live on Joy 94.9 and presented by Midsummer Festival 2012.
Celebrating queer culture.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Midsummer Show with Ginny, taking you through to one. That was Cobra Starship there with Good Girls Gone Bad. I have my days too where that happens. Joining me in the studio is my special guest co-host, Chris Pender.
Hi, Ginny.
I'm sorry again for turning your mic off, and I'm more sorry for pronouncing your name as Fenton before. I don't know where I pulled that out of.
That's all right. A lot of people call me a lot of things, but...
is Fenton one of the... Is that okay on the scale of things?
It's very much okay. I do get lots of Smiths and Browns, but, you know, I don't know where from, but...
You don't strike me as a Smith or a Brown.
I'd hope not. No, I mean, not... You know, no offence to the Smiths and Browns out there. Sorry.
No offence to them. No, absolutely not. Because Smith and Brown, it's a very generic name. You strike me as a unique name.
Well, I have never met another Penda outside my family, ever. I don't know any.
That's a good name for a song. I have never met another Penda. You're on the Midsummer Show with Ginny. We're showcasing some of the shows, events and parties that are coming up on Midsummer right through to the 30th of Jan. And this will be coming through you on the airways every Monday from Monday 12 to 1. Now, joining us in the studio is an actor from Playing in the Raw, which is a show on Chapel Off Chapel.
Yep, that's Matt Walsh. How are you, Matt?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good, mate. You're in Taken In.
I am.
And that starts on the 14th of Jan.
14th of Jan at Chapel Off Chapel, yeah.
Good-o. And it's a play reading. It's part of the four-play two parts of the readings. So
that's right. Yeah.
We've got one arm of the readings at on Saturdays, and I guess the other arm, or whatever you want to call it, on the Sunday. So we've got eight different play readings. Matt kicks us off with Taken In on the Saturday. What's a bit about the play, Matt?
A bit about the play? Well, it's written by John W. Lowell. It's a story. It's essentially a love story about a guy in his mid-30s who takes in a young streetwalker, a hustler, played by Ben Byrne, and attempts to form a relationship with him, although it doesn't necessarily go according to his plans.
Ah.
Fantastic. So this show, is it? How long have you been an actor for, Matt, yourself?
20 years.
20 years? What made you want to become an actor?
It just sort of happened. I think I can remember when I was 7 years old going to see Oklahoma with my mother, and I said, I really like what those people were doing. Do you think I might be able to do that? And she said, no.
That was a hell no.
Hell no. You need to go to acting school from the time you're three. And so I put it on the back burner for about, I don't know, well, till I was about 14, and started off at school and did a couple of commercials and whatnot and took it from there.
So has theatre been your main interest?
It's been what I've mostly done, although I'm interested in all sorts of acting work.
Well, I've worked in theatre too as I finished uni, and actually what I studied at uni as well as one of my majors in drama. What I found is when you go from theatre to TV, the voice projection, you've got to really work on that. Have you found that too?
Definitely.
Because the boom mic just goes off if you speak too loudly. Yeah. They tell me that here too at Joe, they're like, keep your voice down, the microphone's loud enough for you, and then like, keep your vocals down.
Yeah, I've blown away the ears of many sound men in short films, etc. Yeah.
Fantastic. You're on Joy 94.9, The Midsummer Show with Ginny taking you through to one. Stay tuned, we got more coming up.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for The Midsummer Show.
Proudly presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. midsummer.org.au.
Joining me in the studio is my special guest co-host, Chris Pender. Chris.
How are you, Ginny?
I'm so excited because what you told me about the plays that are happening, Playing in the Raw, a series of plays. Can you tell me a little bit more about them?
Sure, can. Earlier this year for Midsummer, we did a foreplay, what we termed a few play readings that we did at Chapel of Chapel, and we had some guest hosts. We had Anton Enos from SBS News. He's coming in again next year.
Anton Enos. Yeah, he's such fantastic. A fit man.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Because he runs it. Didn't he run like at the, what's the highest?
The gun to gun.
Sorry, what was that?
The gun to gun.
Yeah, he's a very, very fit man.
He loves his tennis. He likes to come down to Melbourne for the tennis in the summer. He loves to swim at, the beaches there at Bondi. What's the rock pool called again, where they swim?
No idea. My
but anyway,
geography in Australia is not very good. Yeah. Past all the room.
But yeah, he loves swimming. And I know he loves his coffee too. So he loves coming down to Melbourne.
Well, he would have to love his coffee because he works at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yep. And he gets up early to swim.
Do you know when I first came across Anton Enos?
Yeah.
Funnily enough, his late night news was on before Queer as Folk was on Monday nights.
Yep.
So when I tuned into Queer as Folk, there's this man, and someone was like, "Oh, he's gay too." I'm like, "What? It's a gay hour on SBS."
Yeah.
So exciting.
It's fantastic. And he's been really, really kind to us. He's done a few hosts before not only earlier this year, but a couple of times before for our show. So, it's been really great that he's coming back again.
Oh, fantastic. And did you hear about Antonius before? Obviously, you met him.
Yes, you heard about him.
Cool. Just so he's out in the mainstream, just checking up on that. And what else is coming up in Playing the Role?
We've got expanding on this year's. We had four play readings this year. Next year we've got eight. So basically the Saturday and the Sunday. So different plays on each days. Starting from the 14th with the first one with Taken In with Where Matt's In, and but the following week is a big one which Anton's going to be hosting. All That I Will Ever Be, which is an Alan Ball play, and of course everyone knows True Blood, American Beauty, and all that. So Alan has very kindly given us the rights to read his play, All That I Will Ever Be, on the 21st. We've also got Courting Mae West, about Mae West, Public Property, which is a bit of a scandal about a game show host or a newsreader. Actually, I think it is a newsreader. He's caught in a compromising position, maybe.
Yeah.
Other plays include Orphans, based on Alceste, which is a Greek play. Bonnie and Clyde, which is obviously about Bonnie and Clyde. A new Alex Broom play called 12, about alcoholism, and The White Garden, about Vita Sackville West and Virginia Woolf, and we've also got the Bear Stage show. So these are the four stage productions. So they're not readings, they're full scope stage productions. We've got Deep Rimming and Poplar, which is a one-man show with Robert Van Mecklenburg. Everything you can basically check out online on the Midsummer website, and also on Chapel of Chapel website, and I think we've got these flyers. I think they're going out on in the trams.
Oh,
the
are they?
I think so. That's what I got told. I don't know. I could be wrong. But because it's a premier event for Midsummer, so we're very happy for Midsummer to premier playing in the Raw.
Fantastic. Midsummer, obviously, you can check out all the events, including playing in the Raw, at midsummer.org.au. And while you're on the website, the Midsummer National DJ search will be up as well, and it's running this week. You'll have the power to vote or make or break the dreams of three DJs across Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne. Midsummer have flown to these three cities and picked three of the best DJs out of a whole pool of talent that were playing in front of them. They picked DJ Thrice from Perth, DJ Shannon from Melbourne, and DJ Little Miss K from Adelaide. And you can keep an eye out on midsummer.org.au website and vote for your favourite DJ, and you'll give them a chance to play at Midsummer's Tea Dance.
The Midsummer Show, live on Joy 94.9 and via podcast for summer 2011/2012.
See midsummer.org.au for more details.
You're on Joy 94.9, The Midsummer Show with Ginny, and we're coming to the last stages of the first debut premiere of the show. Chris Pender's been my host for the past hour. Chris,
it's
I said
pleasure.
To you, thank you, Chris, even though I've gotten your name wrong, I've forgotten to turn your mic on. Now, you're joined by fellow actor Matt Walsh. Now, a game I like to play with all of my guests on my show, Her Society, it's called What's Your Number? Now, there are random questions I've numbered between 1 and 50.
Yep.
So I want you to pick two random numbers, each of you, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. So,
sure.
Chris, you go first. Hit me with two numbers.
Seven.
And?
12.
7 and 12. Okay, number 7. What is your shoe size?
US or UK?
Oh, okay.
There you go. You African or European swallow?
African swallow.
Okay. It's a size 10.5 US.
10.5. Okay, cool. And number 12. Have you fulfilled all your dreams?
No. No, of course not. No, still working on those.
What haven't you crossed off yet?
Oh, goodness. I'm really, really scared of going skydiving.
Okay.
I can't say it's a dream, but it's one of those back of the mind sort of denial sort of things that I'm too scared to do it that I'll do it, but it's one of those things that you just got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So skydiving is one of those things that you don't want to do yet.
Not yet. Maybe okay. When I'm 70. Do the bucket list thing with Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Hopefully he's still alive around that time. Over to you, Matt. Hit me with two random numbers.
What are they between again?
1 and 50.
17.
17. Yeah. Who is the best looking radio host in Australia and the world? Now, this is only a one answer thing, so...
You, Ginny.
Hey! I love Matt Walsh. I'm going to go check out his show at Playing in the Raw. Chuffle, chuffle.
January 14th.
And he just hit me with another number.
39.
39. Okay. Do you know the first line of your national anthem?
Yes.
Would you like to recite it?
Australians all let us rejoice.
Ah, thank you very much, Matt Walsh and Chris Pender, for joining me.
Thank you
to all our guests as well, Tracy McIrvine, Renell Walker. Thank you to Midsummer as well for helping me put on this show, Monique and Jafar. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Ginny wrapping it up for Monday's Midsummer Show. I'll be back next week from 12 o'clock. Till then, I will catch you later.
Celebrating queer culture. The Midsummer Show on Joy 94.9.
Presented by Midsummer Festival 2012. Midsummer.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.